Blog Talk Radio.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Welcome, everyone, to Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. And coincidentally, I'm Renee Bernard. That works out absolutely perfectly. I can't believe it. And welcome to the new year. I'm sorry, but our intro music, for some reason, just throws me off. Every single week, I laugh. It's like some kind of, I don't know, what is that?
Well, you
like
know,
a 1920s. You know.
It's like, yeah, it's like a jazz, but one of these times, you know what I'm going to do is when you least expect it, I'm going to go in, I'm going to change it, and it's going to be some sort of, you know, bow, just the bow, bow, tell you know, something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you're going to play like some kind of porn track thing or, you know, some 80s.
Right, yeah.
Horrifyingly peachy. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that.
Maybe that'll be my new spoof for you this year. You'll never know what your intro music is going to be from week to week, you know?
I love that idea. I think that's wonderful. Don't save it for the April Fool's show. Go ahead and just do that now.
Right.
Do that now.
Now people are going to have to tune in next week to find out if I do it.
Oh, my God.
And if I do, what is it going to be?
I'm scared.
Can I come up with some sort of, you know, Chicky Bow Bow song? For sure.
I'm going to have that little flutter of fear. I think it's wonderful. Wonderful. Listen, we're doing something a little different on this show because it's the first show of the new year, 2010 or 2010 or however you prefer to spin that one. And I just wanted to introduce people we're getting so many new listeners, and I thought let's just tell people what in the world we're doing so that they do come back week after week
Well, amazingly, you know, it seems that they are coming back because we have something like 80,000 listeners.
You say that, but I think only my mother is actually listening at any
point. She's downloading
time, so.
This podcast 80,000 times.
My mother is just that loyal and loving.
She is.
You know?
I love your mother. Your mother.
And, you know, for our loyal listeners, that would be Mom. Mom, she calls in. She does randomly call in. You know, we have authors on the program and various people, and certainly romance is the focus, so we have a lot of fantastic authors on the show. And although, we try to get some of the other booksellers and just fun, you know, people that are on the peripheral there and just enjoy the romance and the women's fiction and books, just books, let's face it.
Well,
but my mom.
How can you go wrong with laughter and love? That's what I want to know.
Well, if you can't laugh about this stuff, I mean, some people do take it very seriously, and that's great. But,
you know, I was going to give you a new tagline.
Oh.
And the new tagline was, love in 15 minutes, just like you're used to. You know, something like that. I thought, you know, that's kind of, you know, it's catchy.
That's
people remember that.
That's great. Or for the unfortunate, three times as long as you're used to. Longer, you know.
Yeah.
Bonus. Yeah.
Yeah.
13 extra minutes of love and laughter. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's great, Phil. Thanks. Thanks so much.
Yeah. I thought you might appreciate that.
Well.
Obviously, you don't know what to expect from this show.
No. I think the listeners really appreciate that. I seriously, you know, whatever guests we have on, we don't ever ask the frequently asked questions. Let's face it. We're talking about everything but the frequently asked questions. And I think that's appealing, I hope. Otherwise,
I think it's refreshing.
Big trouble.
Well, you know, it's the unexpected. Who doesn't like the unexpected?
Yes, and the stories. I think because we do try to keep it nice and casual, I think the authors tend to tell us some pretty great stories that they would not normally reveal in the course of an interview. We've gotten some real nuggets. Some real treasure.
Sheep nuggets sometimes.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Judy McCoy. Yes, we do. And, you know, and some, I, for one, if my house ever burns down, thank you, LA Banks, I'm excited. I'm looking forward to that.
Exactly.
That is still one of my classic favorite moments on
the
program.
Oh, my gosh. Hot, sweaty, some key fireman.
Apparently she got a little thrill, and I just think that's so wonderful that you can live in the moment, and that's so great. So I want to let our listeners know that this is what we do. We're hanging out with your favorite authors and basically just chatting with them over supposedly coffee. Again, I'm not going to say what's in their cups, okay? That's not for me to say. It could
be
anything.
Oh, well, now let's not forget, too, we want to make sure everybody knows we have a new website.
Yes.
That's exciting. Yay!
Yes, and it's very fancy. It's very
nice.
And
it's readersentertainment.tv/radio.
That's right.
So, and you can go to readersentertainment.tv and you can watch a bunch of videos, and there's just all sorts of fun stuff. There's zombies and romance and thrillers, and just you just never know what you're going to find there, kind of similar to this show.
You know, zombies and romance just go together. So that was like peanut butter and jelly. The minute you said that, I was like, absolutely, yes.
Right. How can you not think, you know, zombies, romance.
Yeah. Woo, feel the burn.
I've had some relationships I've brought back from the dead. I just want to say, it can happen. Okay.
That's true. That's I guess, but I really need to pick up one of those. I really do need to pick up one of those books and see what is the magic, because I'm just having trouble picturing it without spoofing it, without it being Shaun of the Dead. So I need to take a look at this and see what's going on with the undead, and how is that playing out. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I like Shaun of the Dead. I just want to say, and you know, we have a series. The series finishes the end of this month, and it's called Zombie Today, the Zombie Today Show, which is a zombie soap opera / talk show / book review / comedy, and there's a lot of slashes in our zombies, but that's on readersentertainment.tv too, so for those zombie lovers, and hopefully you're not taking that literally, you can go there and
I am biting my tongue. I am so trying to be good about this and not say like a dozen things. I'm just like,
I left myself open for that. I know I did.
But aren't you proud of me? I'm maturing, sort of. And that's just so great, you know. It's finally happening for me, and I'm thrilled.
Well, let me tell you, for our listeners, the readersentertainment.tv/radio, it's all lowercase. You go there. What's nice is this new website, if you miss the show, you don't have to panic. Don't panic because you missed the show.
Yeah.
You can go to the site, and the podcast will be waiting there for you. Plus, we do a little blog that tells you about the guest and about the show, and maybe highlight a few things that got said in there. And then you can just listen to the podcast right there from the website.
Absolutely.
Or you can even download it to your iPod, you can put
you
it up
go.
On your Facebook, on your MySpace.
Relive the magic. That's right.
Relive the magic.
Carry it with you wherever you go. And can we talk to them about the new, where we're going to be found on the other thing?
We are,
Is it a secret, or can we say?
I know that the press release has not gone out yet. But here's the thing. For those of you who are listening, you're going to get a little bit
Mom.
Of up.
Yeah.
Your mom, my husband.
Yeah.
We're going to be found on Borders True Romance.
Woohoo!
I know.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I love
it. You know, this was a perfect
show.
Format because it's a 15-minute show, which is, you know.
So it's not,
it's
even when it's bad, it's over pretty quickly.
It's right.
So.
It's painless. It's over, you know, 15 minutes like you're used to.
Yes, I was going to say, just like the new tagline. Thanks, yeah.
Just like the tagline.
15 minutes out of your life, ladies.
Just
once
like
a
all
week,
the other
that's not too much to ask. Once
right?
a week, 15 minutes. You know, come on.
They'll be able to find the podcast on the Borders Romance site. So that's very exciting. Very exciting.
The most exciting 15 minutes of your entire week. There you go. And then it's over. It's all good. Thanks for that plug.
You know, I have to tell you now that you've said that, when we put this podcast up on the site tonight or tomorrow, I'm going to put up it's a comedy song from Flight of the Conchords. And it's my husband and I. It's our love song, and you're gonna have to go to the site because I'm gonna leave it up there for you.
Oh, thank you.
Dedicating it to the new tagline of Canned Laughter and Coffee.
Thank you for that.
You're gonna have to go and look at that because it's a
good one. Thank you for letting me do this program for another year. I appreciate it, considering the track record that I've established, but. Seriously now, I just wanted to start the year off by thanking everybody because our year-end program was just chaotically hilarious. And I didn't get a chance to just stop and say thank you to everybody who's been registering as listeners and following the program. This has been a blast, and I hope you're having as much fun as I am.
Mostly at your expense, too.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And I hereby resolve to probably not stay on topic as is previously set. That's the precedent, right? So we're just going to continue to do whatever it is that we seem to be doing and just hope that everybody enjoys that, the humiliation of their favorite authors, and why these people, they keep volunteering to come on the program, Sheila.
Some people, I think there's like a name for that. Masochism,
masochism. I don't know. Or the word's not really spreading about, or maybe they think it's a serious. I don't know. But they come and then they come back. We've actually had return visits. That's huge. I can't believe it. So we're going to just keep doing it. And these are New York Times best-selling authors and big kahunas, but also little kahunas. I love to introduce the new authors and the first time the debut authors, and I think that's always fun.
Well, I'll tell you, it's really rewarding. I have several authors. One that comes to mind is Allison Knoll. When she first started with us, I think our first video with her, gosh, I can't even remember it, but she writes young adult, and she started writing this, the Immortal series, and Evermore was the first in that series. And up until that time, she really was just this beginning writer, and she's very talented, but you're a small fish in a big ocean. And she wrote Evermore, and I'll tell you, it's like she's up there like with all the big. She's always in the New York Times bestsellers list and USA Today. Her book got picked up in about every country imaginable.
And she still talks to you.
And she still talks to me.
Wow.
It's like, oh my gosh.
Still talk to you. I mean, I know, I'm doing so spectacularly well with my situation, but I still deign to, give you a call every once in a while.
Occasionally,
I have two new books coming out this year. I'm telling you, this could be my year. This could be it.
It could be, and then you still have to talk to me.
And I still have to talk to you. I promise to always talk to you, Sheila.
Aww.
Listen, everybody, thank you so much. We have such an exciting year ahead of us. So mark your calendar now. Every Tuesday night at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, tune in. And if not, go to readersentertainment.tv/radio and catch us on the flip side. All right?
I like it. And let's not forget, we're going to have your new theme music. It's called Business Time. By Flight of the Conchords. I'm going to put that up on the blog tonight.
And
I'll make sure everybody knows your new tagline. We'll have to put that on your business card. So.
Oh, God. Brace yourself, Mom.
That's
here
right.
Okay, everybody. I will see you next Tuesday. We've got Jennifer St. Giles on the program next Tuesday night.
Oh, one of my favorites.
And everybody, we just wish you the best year ever. Good night.
Night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.